Good morning.
Good morning.
So this morning, we're going to be confessing about deceitfulness. Deceit, so often many people look at it as okay, because, well, we're not lying. We're just not telling the entire truth. But we see in Acts 5, 1 through 11, that is just as bad. Okay. Acts 5, 1 through 11 says, "But a man named Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property. And with his wife's knowledge, he kept back for himself some of the proceeds. And he brought only a part of it, and he laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said to Ananias, 'Why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit, and to keep back for yourself part of the proceeds of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not at your disposal? Why is it that you have contrived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to man, but to God.' When Ananias heard these words, he fell down and breathed his last. And great fear came upon all who had heard of it. The young men rose and wrapped him up, and they carried him out and buried him. And after an interval of about 3 hours, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter said to her, 'Tell me whether you have sold the land for so much.' And she said, 'Yes, for so much.' But Peter said to her, 'How is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out.' And immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. And when the young men came in, they found her dead, and they carried her out to be buried beside her husband. And great fear came upon the whole church and upon all who heard of these things." So it doesn't say that Ananias and his wife went to hell. All it said was that they died and they breathed their last. It doesn't say that Ananias had said that he sold it for the partial amount. It just said that he was being deceitful, essentially, which was lying unto the Spirit. His wife did lie directly, so we can see the correlation there that both of them were just the same as if they had lied. So they died for their sins right there, like I said, but it doesn't say that they went to hell. And we have the promise in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And it says, "And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." So we see there, through our Lord in Christ Jesus, that we have forgiveness for the sins. Even when we are being deceitful, we work on that and we have forgiveness.